Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. Today is Wednesday, December the 28th. My name is Joel Burks. During this season, we've been reading passages of Scripture and devotional thoughts from our Advent devotional guide titled Dwell, God with Us. Today, I'll be reading Colossians chapter 1, and after I read the passage, I'll share some of my devotional thoughts on it. I'll be reading today's passage in the NIV. Today's devotion is entitled, Jesus, God Made Visible. Let's read Colossians chapter 1 together. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to God's holy people in Colossae, the faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you have for all God's people. The faith and love that spring from the hope you stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing amongst you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful member of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through the death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard and has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of His body, which is the church. I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the Word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of His mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. Have you ever learned something or even just heard something earlier in life and not fully comprehended it until later in life? This happened to me recently when I thought about God. Someone asked me, "When you think about God, what do you picture?" I responded that I picture someone sitting on a throne in a large heavenly throne room. I was reminded of this conversation that I picture God in a human form. And when I do that, I'm actually picturing Jesus. This is because God the Father is spirit and does not have a bodily form. We can read that in John 4:24. In the book of Colossians, Paul tells his readers that Jesus is God made visible. And in the Gospels, Jesus himself said, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." Jesus was present with God at creation as the Father spoke the world into existence. He is the beginning, yes, but he is also the firstborn of the dead. Through his death, he has reconciled us to the Father, and now the Holy Spirit dwells within us. Jesus was never Plan B, but has always existed. In fact, in Revelation, John calls him the Lamb who was slain from the creation of the world. This has many theological implications that we may sometimes take for granted. I know there was a time in my life when I had the tendency to think of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit almost as three separate, unrelated entities. But Christians believe in one God, not three. We could not worship God and this Jesus guy and still believe in one God. Rather, we believe in the mystery of the Trinity. There is only one God, and he has revealed himself to us in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for coming to this earth in the form of Jesus and helping us to see humanity as you meant for it to be, for bringing us life through Jesus after death had come to us through Adam. Thank you so much for your love that you show to us. Help us to show love to others during this season of Christmas. Father, we love you, and it's in your name that we pray. Amen.